Previously on Rolling on Fate.
Gather round, my friends, as I regale you with the story of my epic encounter with beings from beyond this plane of existence. Creatures so fearsome and terrible that the very sight of them will leave the mightiest warriors trembling in their armor. I was traveling the unseen wilds near the capital city when I came across this monolithic and mysterious mountain. I could sense in the very fiber of my being that something was amiss, as magical energies emanated from this colossal crag. As I approached, it became apparent to me that there was more than meets the eye with this prodigious peak. I reached my hand out to inspect, and to my surprise, and you know nothing takes me by surprise, my palm passed straight through an illusory facade. I strode forward, sure that I was closing in on untold treasures and glory, only to come across a pair of deadly traps. As I've already stated, nothing takes me by surprise, so I intentionally tripped those traps, triggering two terrifying trials. A flash of arcane light temporarily blinded me as a wall of arrows screamed toward me, but my other senses were far too keen for this particular pitfall. My rigorous training provided me an opportunity to catch a pair of the arrows, despite my limited sight, and I was able to bend out of the way of the rest. I'm quite nimble, as I'm sure you've seen on stage. Despite my victory over my inanimate foes, I now stood face to face with a dozen dastardly demons from another realm, as well as their humongous hound. The beast's horrid howl could not shake my resolve, however, and I deftly ended the lives of two of the unsightly beings with a single, swift strike, throwing two daggers straight into their slimy skulls. Realizing that they were certainly overmatched despite their sizable numbers advantage, the remainder of that horrible horde bounded out of the cave, their demon dog turning to ash as the sunlight burned away at its foul flesh. Unfortunately for me, the cavern was devoid of any tangible treasure, but my real reward was being able to find such generous patrons as yourselves, offering to pay for my room and board and drink, yes, during the stay. You hear that, barkeep? I'm on this one's tab.
And I play Ainsley.
Hey, this is Jacob, and I'm everyone's third favorite sea elf, Peleus the Lucky.
My name is Kit, and I play Taylor Grangers.
Hi, I'm Aaron, and I play Nortrude the Research Mage.
I'm Garrett, and I'll be playing Marion Kine.
I'm Jen, and I play Fanula.
And I'm Matt, your DM.
I want to work with Ainsley on trying to select the things that are worth taking with us, or that Ainsley wants to tinker with, or one gun. You can't have all of them.
She's like piling them up into like a pile bigger than
There's like, she opens up a few more crates, and there's in total probably like 30 guns of varying pistol, shotgun, rifle, bayonet.
I walk over to Ainsley and I whisper in her ear. I say, I did tell them that we're not taking any of this stuff. So like, if you're going to take it, like be real sneaky. Okay.
Okay.
As you hear the gemstones jingle in her bag.
So you guys look through the boxes. There's a box full of artwork, and this, you sort of like roll it out, and there's this like giant canvas of snowy capped mountains of Nineveh.
Is it okay? Can I roll something to see if I can discern how good it is?
How good it is.
How, like an art piece.
Art steel.
Like, yeah. History or something like that.
Is it drawn by like a toddler or like a genius artist?
It's like a stash of like kindergarten art projects.
I don't know that Fanula is going to know.
It would probably be an intelligence roll, and I have a minus one.
Can I roll and see if
that makes more sense to me?
But can I still roll?
Give it to Nortrude.
Can I still roll so I can like still judge it?
Okay, yeah, give me an intelligence roll.
Oh, I didn't do too bad. I got a 14. Or is it like something else?
It's going to be something for you specific.
They need to have like an art appreciation check.
What a useful skill that would be.
Yes, it would. It could be useful.
I got 17.
Yeah, Nortrude, it looks like a really well done painting. Something that would sell for hundreds to a couple thousands worth of gold. And
wow,
that's a lot of carrots.
That's so many carrots.
You need to get into a gallery in Revelheim.
That's like 50 carrots, guys. Calm down.
Fanula, it looks bland. Like they're not using the right colors. Like it's just bland.
Do I think it's a good likeness of mountains?
Yeah, it looks like the mountains to the north.
Okay.
That you've seen before.
I look at it and I'm like, I shrug and go, meh.
But it is a huge, huge thing. And I mean, rolled up, it was still like 10 feet long, but this is just like a 7 by 10 feet long canvas. Pretty heavy.
I mutter under my breath, I could totally make better art with bees at home.
You know, squish their little butts?
No, I'm going to squish them. I'm going to stack them.
Unbelievable.
I walk away and look at something else. I am not interested in the art anymore.
Hey, Taylor, come over here.
Yeah, what is it?
This is a really good piece of art. Should we bring it with us?
Given how it was rolled up, Matt, is it something that we could carry? I mean, if you're saying it's 10 feet long, how did it fold up into the crate?
It's a large crate.
There was like an extra long crate that had it in there.
Oh, so it has like a frame on it?
Nope, it was rolled up.
Oh, it was.
There's no frame. It would take two of you probably to carry it out of here. It's just long and bulky and weird.
Do I see them like debating on how to take it out?
Sure.
Okay. You guys, you could just like cut it into pieces so it could be smaller.
Nortrude puts her head in her hand.
A face palm.
Yes.
I don't think it would fit in the cart. I don't know how we'd get it out of here.
It seems like sacrilege to blow it up.
I mean, you could cut at it. Just like, do they have glue in Fantasy World?
Sovereign glue?
Sure.
Oh.
You could stick it back together or sell it as like small pieces. I'm being unhelpful.
Well, I could cast Enlarge Reduce and reduce it from large to medium, but it would last for 1 minute.
Oh.
So we could do it, stuff it in a small crate, and then just kind of let it go boof on the inside.
What, would that even work? It'd be smashed. It'd be like a cube. I mean, don't we have a cart?
Back at the camp, we have a cart, yeah.
Well, can't we just carry it?
Probably so. And where do you think we were going to sell a piece of art worth hundreds of thousands of gold without anyone knowing?
That would be a little suspicious.
I look at Peleus and I say...
You look at the one asking you the question. Yes, I guess, of course, I would know a few places to potentially offload something like this. Matt, actually, in my experience, have I come across this piece of art before?
The Great Lost Works.
It's actually one that you forged.
No. Well, not forging, okay. But I mean, I've been in...
Give me a percentile roll. There's two numbers that I'm looking for.
A 42 and 100.
42 for sure, yeah, that's... it was a 71.
No.
No, I've never seen this art before. Well, you know, I've not seen this piece before. It's a little better than you insinuated there, Fanula. But we might be able to try and make some money off of this, but it'd be days before we get back to a town and actually have an opportunity to sell something like this, and then it'd be weeks before we actually get any money for it. And in the meantime, we'd probably be targets of any number of interested buyers... or interested thieves. So, it's a risky proposition.
What if we just cut it to fit the cart and decorate the cart with it?
Ah. Just to spruce things up a bit at the cart, huh? I don't know. This is Elvin John's finest work here. I'm not sure that I really want to besmirch his good name by putting art all over his cart.
Ruin his cart with artwork.
You mean cart work?
Mm-hmm. Well, Nortrude, what do you think? Should we try to sell this? Nortrude can keep it
in her tent. I mean, Nortrude, why don't you just put it in your tent?
That actually sounds like a really good idea.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
You just have artwork for your tent.
Can I do Nortrude's that,
like, Matt? She's like, I need some more decorations.
That currently, in its state, especially with how the bookshelves are arranged, there isn't room for a 7x10 canvas on the wall, but you know that you can potentially extend a wall here, move a bookshelf there.
Could she just like stick it in there, though?
Yeah, get it presented on one of your walls.
Well, yeah, I could store it in the rolled up form on the floor, though.
Yeah.
For now. Great, okay.
Until everyone forgets that it's there, and then you can put it on your wall.
Well, okay. Let's take this with us.
That was a long debate about a piece of artwork.
Is there anything else of note? You said there were weapons. There were gems, I'm assuming, but I think Amesley has all of those already.
That silk gold embroidered robe.
Not a useful weapon.
Yeah. The gold embroidered robe. There's this box of figurines. There seems to be this, like, arm bracer that has these etchings in it.
Can I go get the box of figurines?
Okay. There is a silver ring, there's a gold ring, and there seems to be a bunch of potions.
Yeah, I think we should just grab all the small stuff, like the rings and the potions and the bracers, just put it in a bag or in a pocket, and leave the guns and stuff and just blow them up. I don't have a use for any of those types of things. That's my vote.
I like that vote. I vote that too.
Are the braces or anything else like that, Nortrud, can you take a quick look at those? See, maybe, I don't know why they would, but just on the off chance that they've packed some better than average gear, we shall say.
You could cast a detect magic spell.
Yeah, I do not have the ability to detect magic, apparently.
You can do it as a
ritual.
So yeah, you can cast it, but it takes 10 minutes for you to do it.
Oh, okay.
Are you going to do that?
Yes.
Nortrud, you see the bracer is magical, and it has evocation magic on it. The silver ring has necrotic energy coming off of it. And as you sort of like scan the rest of the boxes, there's nothing else that's magical.
What about my box of figurines?
Not magical. And when you scan the walls, there's like this faint little magical blip that is 5 feet up on the wall behind the boxes, like directly in front of you.
So it looks like there's a ring with necrotic powers, something else I've already forgotten, and then there's a weird spot on the wall about 5 feet up, straight across from here. Anyone want to go look at that spot?
Bracers were evocation.
Bracers.
Where's this spot that you said is over here?
Yeah.
It's like pointing about, at the wall.
Straight across from me, about 5 feet up the wall.
Here? 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 Here?
Where are you?
Here?
Eventually he gets to it.
Not the sharpest
tool
in
the shed.
It's like
hot and cold.
I'm going to hold up Amesley to look for it because Amesley's better at searching for things than I am. And I'm sure if we were playing the Is It Here game, Amesley would be involved. So, I'm totally going to pick up Amesley and look for whatever this object was, magic thing.
She starts feeling the wall and starts outlining almost a door.
Looks like there is a door here.
Okay, well, we'll try to expose the door if it's hidden. And I try to get other people to help because it's probably a big job.
What's the surface of the wall? Is it like dirt or stone or what?
It's dirt. Dirt and wood. It seems like as Ames is sort of like feeling the wall, there's like some illusion with it, but then there's also still like solid wall there. Does anyone else, can they do removal of traps or anything like that? Or am I just going to be rolling for Amesley without any of you involved?
I can do it. I'm proficient with thieves tools, and since there really isn't
okay. Why don't we roll together?
Okay.
Oop, not good on Amesley's part.
Not good on my part.
What's your total?
8.
Yeah, she has... Oh, she's got a good modifier, though. She's got an 11. She can basically figure out that it's sort of like this magically locked door that's there, but she hasn't figured out how to open it yet.
Hey, guys, it seems like we can't quite get this door to open up, but maybe you have an idea of why it's stuck. Maybe you can help.
All right.
Sure. I'll try to unlock it.
Cool. Give me an Arcana check.
Oh, 1.
I rolled a 1.
Oh, no.
I get 8.
Yeah, it seems to like fizzle, almost like you can't unlock it for some reason. You don't know the specific pattern it wants. And after you attempt like 2 or 3 times, it seems to like further auto lock itself, you think? I don't know. Like it just got difficult, more difficult.
Hmm.
I'm just going to try to keep like brushing away at the door and think about it because I'm intrigued by what it could be hiding. Does it look like it's just attached to a wooden door frame?
It's like it's a stone door after like clearing it and feeling it because it's sort of an illusion that's just sort of like placed right on top of it that makes it look like it's the wooden slat and dirt, but like actually feeling it, it feels like a stone door.
Well, we could try to blow it open.
by blowing up the whole place.
Well, only smaller.
Yeah, it's worth a shot. Maybe it's worth trying out. I don't know what else we can try.
Can I try to unlock it again? Or does it not work that way?
Yeah, you can. It's just a higher difficulty, but you can totally try again.
Oh, okay. I'll
roll
try again.
Nat 20, you can unlock it.
Okay.
Hopefully you don't need to roll
that. I bet it's
going to
be a 1 again.
Oh.
Oh, I got a 19, and then do I add the thing?
Yeah, so.
Oh, my God.
What do I add to it? Wow.
7, so 26.
26, right?
Okay, 26.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, the difficulty had increased to 25, so.
I was asleep the first time.
Good job. After working at it for a couple more minutes, you get your fingers just in the right place. You have to use both of your hands in, like, a very specific pattern, drawing these runes, and then eventually you hear this click. And you feel the stone door move aside, but the illusion still stays. And it seems like it opened, but you can't see into it because you're just staring at an illusion of a wooden slat and dirt wall.
I want to poke my head in and see what's on the other side.
Okay. You poke your head in.
And it gets cut off.
Yeah.
Just your head. And you see something that is very familiar to you, Taylor, because you have been in one of these several times.
A jail cell.
In this cavern, it's almost the same size as the cavern that you are just in, except for this one seems a lot more stone instead of like the wooden and dirt slats. But in the center of this room, there is a glowing gray realm rift.
Oh my.
This rift is the most common rift in Revelhein. It is the transportation rift that the government typically uses. They heavily guard each one of these at their entrances and make sure that everyone has specific paperwork to go inside. And they check every single item that goes through and out. And you know that there's one in Revelhein, there's one in Ridgemont, there's some down in Solvangra for Brindenwald. They're all over the place. It's how everybody moves everywhere. And there's one right there, and it seems unguarded.
I'm going to pull my head back out from the illusion and say, you all need to get a look at what's on the other side. And I'm just going to walk through and kind of stand a few feet away from the entrance and kind of take in the rift and think back to the last time I was in one of them.
Cool. Not to ruin your nice moment, but I need you to roll a saving throw, please.
Oh God.
What attribute?
A con saving throw.
19.
Nice.
Sweet. A magical trap goes off after you step 2 feet into the door. And then you're not stunned, so these attacks are not at advantage.
Oh, God.
two bolts go flying right past you, missing you. The last one is an 18 to hit. What's your AC?
That ties 18.
It hits you. And you take 12 points of damage.
So I, as a braggart, walk through the portal, immediately go, oh, fuck! And...
There's blood that comes out.
Just kind of hear a splash. I'm just going to be lying on the ground when they come through.
Do we see the bolts come flying through the illusion?
No, but you hear them thud against the stone walls on the inside.
Everything okay in there, Taylor?
Oh!
Right.
Trap?
Wonderful. Trap! Ah, you found it. Thank you.
Wow. It's a... interesting way of trying to do that. Usually people have tools for that.
Shut up. Mm-hmm.
Ainsley's like laughing.
Yeah,
I don't think she would be laughing. She would feel bad for him.
But she also feels bad and like pokes her head through the illusion, quickly steps over to the traps and makes sure that they're both disarmed.
It's good. There's no more.
All right, sounds good. Peleus, after you.
Oh, so friendly of you.
She walks over to you, Taylor, and sees the bolt that's now sticking out of your chest.
How many points?
Sorry.
12.
12.
Oh, God.
Yeah, if you were stunned.
Yeah. Good thing I rolled well. Oh, yeah. Ow. I'm just going to lay here for a little bit, but it looks like we found a bit of a secret. I think I think this is a rift that they either forgot about or have been hiding. Give me a second. Hey, Marion.
Hey.
Sorry to have to bother you Taylor. Again, but can you help me with, I need to get something, well, out of my chest.
Not off of your chest?
Yeah.
I will walk in there. Well, there's your problem.
Yeah, I feel like I just can't focus. My head's spinning and my chest hurts. Do you have anything that could help?
Yes, a little bit of alcohol and a yoink, and I pull the barb out of his chest.
Cool, just give me a medicine check.
How did you kill Taylor? Well, funny story. That would be a 20.
Steve Irwin.
That's a 24.
We Steve Irwin.
Oh, no. You take an additional 3 points
too
of damage.
Too soon. 3 points.
Too soon. 3 points of damage.
I'm going to try to just act like I passed out.
And then I will burn my last two spell slots on Cure Wounds for him. Two first levels.
All right.
First ones. 10. And then a total of 17 total hit points restored.
I'm back to full, but I'm going to continue laying on the ground because my sternum was just punctured. And, yeah, I don't bounce back as quickly as I used to. I'm just going to give a little thumbs up, though, and kind of just cover my face with my arm.
I'll pat him on the shoulder and look at the rift and go, oh, this is bad.
As you guys gaze around this room, unlike the other one, it seems like this one's a lot more solid. There's no extra light that's coming in, but the faint glow of this Gray Realm rift is sort of emanating the light all around. And you can see this gray landscape, bland hue landscape that's, as you can see, just sort of like going through the portal.
Well, this is all sorts of bad news. Well, could fall back to my brilliant idea of blowing it up, but I don't think that's going to work. Good.
Nope. I don't think that's going to work anymore. Hey, Nortrud, did you have any idea that this was here? Did the mages ever study the Gray Realm rifts?
This is definitely not marked. This is not a known rift.
Yeah. Nope. Did not know about this one.
Oh, God.
Is Taylor still lying on the ground?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Can I hand him my immovable rod?
Sure.
Awesome. Great. And I'm going to lay it on his chest, and I'm going to activate it. Just Taylor, here. We just... Buddy, I know you're getting some rest, but I'm just tired of carrying this right now. Can you just... Yeah, perfect. Just hold on. Thank you.
Is this your flute? Right.
Yeah, that's exactly what that is. It's.
I'm gonna, like, gonna great just stuff. Look at it.
Mm-hmm. But he can't move it.
So it's just like pressed against my chest.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he just thored you is what he did.
Yeah.
What? What the hell, Pelias?
It's a good look for you,
Pelias. What'd you do to me?
Huh? What? Huh? Huh? Not nothing. No, it's yeah. Come on, I know you're stronger than that.
I'm going to strain against it a little bit and then give up because my chest still hurts like hell.
Hey, let me get that for you.
Bastard.
Oh, Pelias, you're so strong.
Yeah. So those years of carrying my friends on the open sea, you know? Friends, they were friendly sailor folk. Living life on the ocean.
With sailor people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. There was Moon and Jupiter, Mars, my
Are
sailor
they
friends.
The sailor scouts?
Maybe.
Marion, do you think that this... Well, my thought is that this portal we've discovered is maybe an escape route or a back door. I don't know where it might lead or why it was hidden so, well, cleverly, but...
I was just going to say hidden so well, but
I have no idea where, well, why this would be out here in the woods.
We really don't have a ton of time to check this out, but...
Matt, quick question. Related to these Gray Realms, mm-hmm. Do they all interconnect, or do they all lead to specific opposite rifts?
As far as you know, they all interconnect.
Okay.
And
When traveling through them, you travel three times the speed,
right,
whether you're on cart or foot or whatever. Also, by the way, now looking out and realizing that the door that you just walked through plus the doors to get in here, they were all 10 feet wide, so it looks like a cart could definitely be taken all the way through and into this rift or out. And thinking about that, all the boxes that are here maybe were transported through these. Who knows?
Hey, you wouldn't know that. Voice in my head.
Are all the gray rifts guarded that we know?
Yes.
Yes. Heavily, heavily guarded.
And then did the mage tower want us to put that device in all the rifts?
Yep.
Even gray rifts, even though those are like well known already?
They still want
to... Because I feel like Amesley would have piped up about the device and getting to use it for the first time.
True. And as far as what the Rift mages want, they want data on everything. Even if it's simple data like Grey Realm Rift stuff, even though they potentially know all that they know about Grey Realm Rifts, but the more data, the better. Bigger the data set, the better.
Yeah, by all means, let us record some data, if everyone else is okay with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I just think we need to be mindful of, you know, what might come out of it if we've stumbled across some sort of cache, but I think it doesn't hurt to try to get what we can from this surprise rift. Back when I was younger and was working as a mercenary, bodyguard, you know, man for hire, basically, I got the fortunate chance to walk through some of these gray rifts, and the sensation of being in them is quite peculiar, so I would be happy to take in the device if no one else wishes to go inside, but I think we should act quickly because we don't know what might be coming in through this rift or what might be visible once we're on the other side.
Yeah, I agree.
Could you imagine if we turned this over to a bunch of fey creatures that then could have ran all the way around the entire country?
Breaking the
I feel
law.
Like someone is fey racist. Do you think this was like a rebel base? Do we call them rebels? Is this Star Wars?
I don't think the underground could have rigged up something to hide a gray rift from the military. It's probably something that they have in as a secret destination. It's hard to find out. It's hard to know where to go in the gray realm. That the roads, well, you know where you can go, but if you don't know where something is hidden, it's nearly impossible to find with the way the mists obscure the terrain. That's right, Matt, right?
Yep. There is no way without a tour guide anybody can walk in and know exactly where they are. Unless they have a fancy magical device that does GPS and shit like that.
Oh, yeah. If only we had one of those.
Well, that's interesting. I have never been in one of those rifts before. Have you been in them a lot, Taylor?
A few times, but it's been many years. I don't imagine it's changed, though. It's a kind of eerie place.
Yeah, interesting. It looks very gray.
It's my kind of place.
I shudder.
Yeah, looking through it, it looks like... Okay, let's say it this way. Like, it looks the opposite of the Fey realm.
Yeah,
like,
no, I gathered that.
Good. Where it's just hideous colors.
That's why I shuddered. Well, are we going to stick that thing in it?
Yeah, so Nortrude is busy setting up the device and getting it ready to collect data. All right, well, now we need someone to take the Mortimer into the rift. Taylor, you have the most experience with...
How long does it need to be in the rift?
An hour.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a dangerous place from my experience, so I can certainly go in, but are you okay waiting in this place until we're done? I mean, you could come with, but it's an unsettling place. That's the only way I can describe it.
You guys could also reset up camp here and have the device going while you finish your rest, because you're all still extremely tired.
That would be probably the smart thing to do.
Yes, that seems prudent.
So we should wait to put the device into the rift until we have brought camp.
Hello, and welcome to the middle of the episode. This is Jen. I'm filling in for Matt today. We have some exciting news. Rolling on Fate is collaborating with a few other podcasts, so stick around until the end of this episode to hear some words from them. Also, I'm DMing a one-shot with the group with all new characters set in a world that has sprung from my imagination. It will likely be split into a couple episodes. I have drawn heavily from my favorite 80s fantasy movie for plot inspiration for the adventure, so get excited for that. We should have that up within the next couple of months. Also, my lovely listeners, don't forget about our Patreon, which gives you access to hours of bonus content. This includes bloopers, episode zeros, and deleted scenes. And the link is in the episode description if you'd like to donate to our Patreon. Our next episode will be up Wednesday, September 18th. All right, I'm signing off now. Go enjoy the rest of the episode. Bye.
Anyways, I won't belabor it. You guys go back, get your stuff. Nothing happens. You come back and basically reset up camp in this new cavern.
The cavern with the crate full of gunpowder, right?
Either that one or the one with the Grey Realm Rift. Your choice.
Ooh, solid options.
You guys have all your horses, the cart. You guys can actually bring the cart and horses in here. The passage is wide enough for the cart just barely to get all the way in here. You could even bring it all the way to the rift, because the doorway for that one is also a double wide. And it seems like whoever designed this place designed it to have carts transporting.
Neato.
Matt, you had mentioned when we were searching through the crates in the other room that there was a box of various kinds of firearms. Is that correct?
There was a few guns, yes. There wasn't a ton of guns. Along with the gunpowder, there was a few pistols and a few rifles, and there are shotguns. There's three shotguns, actually. And there are four rifles, and holy shit, there's four pistols. I was rolling a D4 for all of those.
Wow.
So, oh my God, look at all the guns. Guys.
Ames is just like putting them under her clothes.
Yeah, I just want to get sort of a tutorial from Amesley, if I can, about how these things work, having seen them in my travels on the road and in the hands of many guards and Rebel Hine, and, well, seeing how Amesley has deployed them under combat situations. Taylor is intrigued by how they work and is considering retiring his old bow for something that might pack a bit more of a punch.
Oh, you want to learn how to shoot?
Is it hard? I mean, you just point it and, you know, pull something, right? It's not like you have to hold the bowstring back and, well, I feel like there's more finesse in what I'm used to. Is there much...
You do have to make sure it's not going to, you know, jam up on you, especially if you haven't used one before. But basically what it's going to be doing is it's making a small explosion inside and then it's launching a projectile.
I see. So if it gets wet, then would it still fire? Or would I be able to use this in the rain is what I'm asking.
Oh, yeah, you should be able to use it in the rain.
Okay. Well, yeah, I...
Especially because you got the cover of it on, so that will protect against the rain. I wouldn't recommend, you know, going for a swim with them, though.
Good to know. Tell me how this thing works. I want to explore how the farm works, get some instruction from Amesley, and, you know, make my camp, I guess, well...
I will totally teach you how to shoot a gun!
Yeah, and rather than debate all the specifics, I hope that you don't want us to roleplay that whole interaction, Matt.
No, no. Okay. Yeah, we'll just do a training montage, got it.
Cool.
like, set up some tin cans on a log.
Shooting a gun, banana, pointing it in the wrong direction.
Yeah, this will be fun.
Trigger it again.
I don't want to shoot my friends.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, I will say that...
They can roll to see how successful
it is. Well, until you gain the actual proficiency, which, I mean, you'll have to spend an inspiration point and some time, probably with Amesley, which you can do that over the road, you are going to be not proficient with these weapons, and the downside to guns, especially if you're not proficient, if you roll a one, it has a chance of exploding in your hands and doing damage to you.
Misfire.
Okay, well... Yeah, I misfire. I will take my time.
Are the shotguns too big for me?
I mean, your rifle is huge too, so you can modify the shotgun, I'm sure, and make it like a sawed-off, so it's way lighter.
I might want to do that.
Kill all the zombies.
I would like to modify it to a sawed-off shotgun.
Okay, cool.
I'll go over to Nortrude and see what she's doing.
Oh, is this going to be the scanner thingy?
Yes, we're going to use the Mortimer, as it's called. I would like to remind everyone. To examine the rift.
Can I watch?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. It would be good if other people could learn how to use the device.
Okay, let's do it.
Great.
Fanuela is watching, but she is looking skeptical at the metal object.
So you're going to run the outside of the rift test first?
Yeah. There are a couple of little sensors on the device, and you have to activate those in a certain order. So I'm carefully activating them, and they are like these little, there's a couple little antenna that pop out. They're fairly short, shorter than you'd predict. And then there are also a couple little light panels that are lighting up, and I pull out a notebook and start to write down a couple of different parameters that I'm going to program into the device.
And it just sort of floats there on the outside of the rift.
It floats?
Cool.
Yeah, when it's activated, it floats. It almost moves around in like a small triangular pattern in the place that it's at. And Nortrude, you know that it's like trying to get a better triangulation on the position of the rift so that it can geolocate its location.
Wait, is it on the inside or outside right now?
It's on the outside of the rift.
Okay.
So you guys can all see this and what it's doing. And it will run for 20 minutes outside of a rift. In order to gain all the information it needs. You guys watch the device, and it has a little humming noise. It bings every once in a while as if it's, like, gathering data.
Ah, so you rock the machine that goes bing.
Kind of going more of a noise.
And then after about 20 minutes, it shuts down. All the antenna folds back up into it, and then it slowly drifts right back down to the ground.
Is it done now? Do we put it inside the rift?
Yes. It has collected the first phase of data, the data from outside the rift, and now to add to our data collection, we have to send it inside.
We call that gathering the nougat data.
Yes.
Is it safe inside these Grey Realm rifts?
Well, it depends on what you mean by safe.
What do you mean by safe?
I'm sure it's not as creepy as the Shadowfell one we saw before.
Oh, yes. This one is much safer. I mean, the government uses them for travel, so.
But I see.
Wasn't Peleus going to go inside the rift?
I recall Taylor was the one volunteering.
Taylor. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
where did he go? Is he in the other room?
I think so. Ames, you saw him last, right?
Yeah, Taylor is in the other room.
All right. Well, shall we send Taylor into the rift for data collection?
Sounds
Taylor, come in here. We want you to send you inside the rift.
Oh, I mean, boy. We need a volunteer, and we have volunteered you.
Taylor stumbles through the illusionary wall that he's still not quite comfortable with, and walks in.
Flinches when he sees the dead traps.
Yeah, kind of rubbing the, you know, still pretty tender puncture mark in the middle of his chest. And he walks towards the party near the rift and says, does anyone else want to come inside?
I'll come inside.
Okay.
But you get to hold the rift thingy.
How long do we have to be in there again?
I thought the device ran for like an hour total.
Yeah, so it'll be 40 minutes. Like 40 minutes inside the rift.
Okay, I'm going to get some food. Taylor's going to go rummage through his bag for like a bit of, you know, trail rations or whatnot so he can snack as he waits.
I watch him do that and get some. Oh crap, did I run out of food?
Out of your moldy mushrooms?
No, I crossed those out.
Or your carrots or whatever?
I crossed those out too.
Yeah, you didn't buy anything new in Reveline.
Oh no. Oh well, what were you saying, Taylor?
Well, we just need to be comfortable. I don't think it's gonna be that, well, it's been so long since I've been inside a Grey Realm rift. I don't remember if it's warmer or colder, so maybe grab a cloak. We might be in there a little while. And, yeah, he's just gonna grab his backpack and, shield and, you know, just bring everything he might need and wait for Fionnuala. And he's gonna look over towards Nortrude and say, so, do I have to do anything when we're in there? Or will it just start up on its own?
Well, I will program it to start up in 2 minutes. Well, I mean, I can program it to start 2 minutes from whenever you want. And then it will just automatically collect the data and it stores it inside. And then later I'll use certain spells to be able to transfer it into my
I don't have to say any magic word to turn it on.
Nope.
I mean, unless you really want to.
Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
I was going to go with like flabulon, but that's good too.
I think it would be bibbidi bobbidi boop, but.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I can follow those instructions.
Excellent. So just let me know when you would like it to start collecting data in 2 minutes.
Okay. Fionnuala goes over to Celery and gets her cloak. And is it dirt inside this place, Matt?
Yeah, dirt floor.
Okay. So it probably looks kind of like blending in with the dirt, right?
Your cloak? Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Okay, so I put that on and I follow Taylor.
Okay, so I will tell Nortrude that we are ready to go, so set the 2 minute timer and
yep.
If any of you get curious, feel free to come in and, well, see it for yourselves. We will be back when it's done.
So I draw a couple runes and push a button on the side of the device and it starts to glow very faintly. And then the glow fades, and I say, all right, good to go.
And we will walk through the rift.
Okay. Fionnuala follows Taylor and kind of, like, pauses before she goes in, and I, like, look into it first and, like, look around, and then I step through it cautiously.
Okay. Taylor, you are a seasoned veteran walking through these Grey Realm rifts. So without hesitation, you walk straight through it, and it has that familiar... It's not like the... Shadowfell Rift, where it had like this large radius of it just sort of like sucking in air and items and stuff. You basically have to walk almost to the center of it, and then you start feeling a pull, and then you just take one more step, and then it just like instantly transports you to the next spot. Fionnuala, looking into the rift, you can see Taylor on the other side when he passes through, and you can see sort of the landscape that you believe is outside of this sort of hill, where it's just sort of like this open grassland with some trees around it, but it all looks great.
Does it match the same topography as our realm or no?
Looking through it, it seems like it does, yeah.
Oh,
and
interesting.
Then you step through. You feel this sort of quick rush and this pull, but it's as fast as it started, it ends. And you're standing right there on your own feet, right next to Taylor. And this is one of the most sickening things that you're looking at right now from Fionnuala's perspective, because this is the opposite of where you came from. I don't want to give too much more away, but basically the hues and everything is so dull and so gray. There's minute color to things. Like, you look down at yourself and you see your mushrooms. You have mushrooms on you right now?
No, I don't.
What do you have on you?
Flowers and grass.
You
and
look
moss.
Down at the grass and the flowers that are on you, and you look sickly pale, but there are still faint colors there.
I look down and look alarmed. And I, like, look around, like, bleh.
What you guys can see around you is the clearing that was where this hill was. But the hill isn't there. Just the clearing is, with all the trees around. However, this clearing is way smaller than what it was on the material plane. And if you had a mathematical mind, it's about 3 times smaller.
Oh, weird. Is that why it's 3 times faster? Interesting.
Taylor wants to just kind of set his backpack down near the entrance to the rift, and I'm going to set the device, the Mortimer, down tenderly. Just start stringing my bow and kind of look over at Fionnuala as I see her getting her bearings and kind of preparing to sit down and wait.
I look over at Taylor and say, this place seems a lot smaller. Like, the size of everything or distance is different. Is that why it's faster travel here?
I don't know. I I actually never noticed that before. Yeah, maybe. It certainly feels like we're in a smaller space, doesn't it? Hmm. I'd forgotten about that.
Are we going to find people traveling here, do you think? Is it used a lot?
Well, judging by the room we just came from, it doesn't look like anyone's been through here in quite some time, but we might see things. I've met things in the Grey Rifts before, or we've always had to keep our eyes out, but I don't think we'll see anyone out here. We're pretty far from the, you know, busier roads. I don't think many folks come this way.
Are there denizens of this realm that live here all the time?
So, Fanula, there are some creatures that call this place home, but they're not very common, so I don't think we'll come across anything as we're waiting for the device to do its thing, but there are creatures that are native to this place, and, well, it's sometimes hard to see them because they blend in with the terrain around us. It's been so long, though, I can't quite remember what we might see out here, but keep your eyes out just in case.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'll look this way if you're facing that way.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan, and let me know if you see anything.
Yeah.
Well, we're settling in to wait in the Grey Realm Rift. Do I see anything around us? Is there anything nearby that stands out, or is it...
Roll a perception check.
Can I also roll one?
Yeah.
Since I'm looking the other way. Oh my gosh! Nat 20!
Nice!
I got a 12.
Okay, for once, Taylor's not on top for perception.
So mine's 23.
Yeah, you both look around, and Taylor, it's the same clearing, just the trees are gray. It still has the same canopy, and there's a slight breeze that goes through, but it doesn't really seem like you see any sort of wildlife or denizens or anything that are around. Fanula, you look out, and above the treetops, you're just sort of gazing, and you can see to your west... It was morning time when you guys walked into the rift because it was morning time in your material plane. In the west, you see this sort of gray glowing ball that is rising above the horizon, which is the opposite of the material plane, by the way, because it normally goes in the east. And you also see in the far off distance,
Hush, Garrett.
There seems to be some... large bird that's sort of just flying and circling over the trees. It's far away from you guys, and you don't think that it notices you, but...
How large?
Go get that bird. Large.
It's just sort of like a speck. We can't really tell how large it is or how, like, what exactly it is.
I love that my perception of this bird went from house size to, like, normal large bird.
Yeah, same here. I was like, it's a rock, it's a rock, it's a rock, we're gonna die.
It's an eagle.
If I look in the grass, are there bugs and stuff like that?
Give me an investigation check.
Oh, boy, I'm not that smart. 8.
Not really. I mean, you can see some grass that seems to be like eaten by a beetle, but it doesn't really seem like there's that many bugs at all around. Yeah, and that's pretty much all you can see.
Okay. I feel apprehensive about this place with little life in it. I don't see anything dangerous, but it looks like there's a bird pretty far off. Just FYI, I don't really know what the animals are like here.
Can I make an attempt to figure out what manner of bird that is in the far distance?
Yeah, with her help, you can spot the bird and then roll a nature check.
All right, a 5. That is a flying bird.
Yeah, you have no idea.
Yeah, well, there are birds here.
I know.
Terrifying.
I guess we're just standing here for a little while.
Yeah.
I'm going to reach into my pouch and I'm going to, like, pull out the amulet and just, like, whisper to it a little bit.
Cool. Can you describe to Taylor what the amulet
is? Is he watching
like?
Me or is he looking the other way?
Well, he looked with you to go look at the
bird. I know, but I'm going to wait till he like goes back to his spot.
Okay, so you want to...
Are you trying to be sneaky?
I'm not going
to
be like...
Stealthily
yes,
do it?
I'm trying to be a little sneaky, but not like super sneaky.
Passive perception,
but also
17.
Not like, hey, look at this thing I have.
Shit. Yeah, roll a stealth check, Nola. Good luck.
I got a 16.
Oh, just barely. Taylor, with his passive perception, out of the corner of your eye, Taylor, you see Fionnuala pull something out of her cloak or bag. You're not sure. And it's this, well, you can describe it.
It's, is it fist-sized?
It is fist-sized, and it's in her hand, and she puts it up to her mouth. It's up to you if you want to turn around to get a better look, then I'll have Jen describe, or if you would
It's
like
dark.
To...
It's like a, looks kind of like, I guess from the corner of your eye, like a black rock.
Doesn't look edible.
Don't put random things in your mouth.
Totally uninteresting. I wouldn't look at it.
Yeah, I will.
I do.
I'll turn around and just kind of try to see what it is.
It's like an obsidian rock thing. I don't know if you could... Actually, in this realm, you probably couldn't tell its other qualities.
Actually, no. The center piece of it has the same, exact same colors.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Anyways, well, okay, so if... When I, like, move it a little bit, you can see, like, rainbow sheen on it.
Cool.
Anyways, she's going to mutter to it a bit in her language of choice.
Taylor, you don't speak Sylvan, do you?
I do.
Oh.
But I am muttering to it. I'm not being loud. How Taylor, good of hearing does raccoons
have?
That's
up to you if you want to roll perception to eavesdrop on her conversation or not.
Being the kind of person who generally lets his friends have their privacy, Taylor is not going to try to eavesdrop and just kind of let Fionnuala do Fionnuala's thing and keep kind of scanning around and waiting for the stupid timer to go off.
Okay.
We have like the best two people guarding your stuff, Nortrude.
Somewhere Nortrude.
I don't
want to
touch
consultant.
It. And he's like, okay, come on,
at
hurry
least,
up.
At least you didn't send John in there alone to guard it.
He'd be like, smash, smash, smash.
I'm like someone's dad with an iPad. Yeah. I'm just like, Google. Why are you not Googling? Anyway.
Let's go back.
I'm like holding the computer upside down, licking it. So I pull out the amulet and talk to it and whispering, hello, are you there? Because, I'm exploring rifts like you, asked me to. Are you gonna give me any advice? I tap it a few times. Hello?
There's no response.
I glare at it and shove it back in my bag.
Okay. Now let's go back to the material plane. You guys want to do anything special for the 40 minutes that your two party members are gone?
I would like to take a rest and just relax. Seeing as we got into this in the middle of the night and we haven't had a chance to rest and regain, say, spell slots or anything like that, I am taking this opportunity to take a nice, long rest.
I'm going to start working on modifying that shotgun to be sawed off.
Okay. With the various weaponry around and and your tinker tools, there's definitely some sort of serrated blade that you can modify and start working on the shotgun.
You said there were some swords in that weapon thing, right? I can just use one of those.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, there's also like a saw.
That's probably would work better.
Yeah.
Ames is as happily tinkering.
And Nortrude will have a conversation with B. But it's a very quiet conversation, and nobody can hear what we're saying.
Do you want to have that conversation with me, or is that just you and B?
No, it's just B and I talking.
All right, good.
They're talking smack about you.
God, that DM.
So yeah, just probably moving it around, taking a look, trying to figure out exactly how much of the extra barrel that I want, probably holding it up a couple times to get a feeling for the easiest way to hold it and how that would help. Then I'm going to try to get it into an area where I can get it secured down for when I'm going to cut it off. Do I have anything that I might be able to use as a file to make it so it's less... sharp.
Yeah, you definitely have a file.
Great.
You could just stab it at people and use it like that too.
Modify it so there's a tiny little sword on the end of it too.
A sword shotgun.
Yeah.
A sword off shotgun.
probably see if I can use some of the other weapons to modify the stock so that I don't have as much recoil since it's going to be pretty heavy. Yeah, so she's just playing around.
Nice. 40 minutes pass, and the device begins to shut off again, and it slowly floats back down to the ground.
Have you seen anything else while we're there?
No, you've kept an eye on the bird, and it seemed to just fly in circles and then fly away.
Question about Grey Realm Rifts for you, Matt. Yeah. Since we didn't get too into this before, it's Taylor's experience and my assumptions of how this works is that the routes that people travel in the Grey Realm Rifts parallel sort of the route on the material plane. So going from the Revelhind to, say, the coast, you know, the route might follow the road because that's a cleared path, but it's not like a route would deviate in the Grey Realm Rift from, say, the similar pathway on the material plane. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. There is no...
Are there such things as compasses?
What? Yeah, there's compasses.
Do those work there?
Neither of you have a compass.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't... Like, there's not the man-made landmarks, so there's not actual, like, roads or bridges and stuff there, unless... The military and government has made those things, so they actually gone on and made bridges between Lathis and Revelhind for that road that's there.
So a bridge on the material plane doesn't exist here unless they physically create it. Okay, well, that makes a little more sense, I guess.
The city of Revelhind isn't in the Grey Realm Rift. Right. It's just flatlands there.
Right.
Right.
So we would have seen, had they built any fortification around this Grey Realm Rift, evidence of that in the rift, essentially, even though we might not have seen it, like, you know, similar to the illusionary hill in the material plane. Like, there is nothing around us in the Grey Realm Rift that suggests they tried to fortify this area. It's just a field.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's just an open clearing with the Grey Realm Rift somewhat in the center of this clearing.
Okay. Yeah.
While we were waiting there, I pick a piece of grass and try eating it. Does it taste the same?
Stop putting random things in your mouth.
Good thing she didn't find a bug.
Yeah.
It's got a bland taste.
So it tastes blander than real grass.
Right.
This grass tastes terrible.
And by real grass, I mean material plain grass.
Right. However, when Taylor brought in food and he started eating it, that food stayed the same. Like,
oh, man,
taste-wise.
I want to try that, but I don't have anything so poisonous.
Eat them. You want some bread?
Or the flowers that are on you.
Sure.
Don't eat your bun.
I'll throw the loaf of bread towards Fionnuala, assuming that we're a little far away from each other.
I try a piece and sate my curiosity.
Cool. It tastes like normal bread.
Okay, and then I pick, are there any like flowers or anything?
Not that you can see.
Okay, well, I pick some grass then, and I put it in my pocket.
Okay.
Wait, I don't have any pockets. Does my cloak have pockets? Can it have pockets?
Yeah, your cloak has pockets.
Sweet. I put it in my cloak
pocket. You also
pocket.
Have like a satchel like yeah. that you carry stuff with.
Okay, well, I put it in my cloak pocket.
Okay.
Ready to go back to the real world?
Yeah. Lead the way.
All right. We'll collect the Mortimer and go back in through the portal.
Okay.
Before we leave, I want to make sure we didn't leave like obvious footprints because I worry about those
good
things.
Good idea.
Give me a wilderness survival or survival check.
Does this count as a forest even though we're in another plane, or does this technically
not
a forest?
Yeah, it will.
Favored terrain, which I forgot. I've been not doubling my proficiency bonus because of that. So, anyway, rolls.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know, it's stupid. So 19.
Yeah, so there were some like flattened parts of the grass that, you know, you guys were sitting on and using.
I wasn't sitting.
Okay, or standing, wherever your feet were. Were you floating?
No, but I'm very lightweight, and I have bare feet, so.
Yeah, there's not as much. Well, actually, this is going to be really interesting for you, Taylor. Where you were, especially the grass has been, like, all flattened down, and you do your sort of rangery thing and, like, lift the grass back up so it doesn't look like somebody was there. When you go over to where Fionnuala was, there were some spots where, like, the grass has been, like, bent, but it also seems like she almost wasn't there. Almost like it, like a normal, even though she was just standing, like a normal person would leave way more impressions in the grass and like where she was moving. But it seems like for some reason the grass didn't do that same sort of behavior. You can still see it vaguely. You can still see her. She's not like completely unnoticeable through this grass, but it's way less than normal.
Okay. Well, I'll try to disguise where I was and Hyadar travel, but, you know, noting that Fanula didn't leave much of an impression and kind of remembering, oh yeah, she did buy that weird cloak, but maybe that's also something weird about her. And then before...
Seeing how I look like grass?
Before I go back through the portal, I'll just do one last kind of sweep of the clearing just to make sure there's, like, nothing else out there that I missed.
Give me a perception check.
That is a 19.
You see that bird in the distance, and it has come a lot closer. It seems like it's still 100, 200 meters out still, but you get more of an impression of it, and it seems like it's a gigantic condor type of bird.
Okay, so like still large, normal-sized, bird-sized, or like something...
Larger than normal size.
Noted. Well, I will just go back through the portal and keep that in the back of my head.
Okay, when I get to the other side, I take the grass out of my pocket. What does it look like?
So it doesn't look as bland hue as it was in the Grey Realm Rift, but it still doesn't look anything like normal grass. It has a little bit more of the green color to it, but it's still lacking in hue.
Okay, I put some in my mouth. Does it taste the same as it did before?
It tastes the same as it did in the Grey Realm Rift, yeah.
Interesting. I tuck that little tidbit away in my brain.
And your little noodle.
My noodle.
Ah-cha-cha-cha.
Yeah, like Marion said, you guys only got half of a rest, and you guys will need to finish that rest in order to regain your spell slots
tired.
And hit points and all that such.
I'm going back to bed.
Who wants to stand watch, then, if people are sleeping?
I would like to wedge myself in between two barrels of gunpowder just in case something goes wrong. I will not have to suffer much.
It's terrible.
Noted. I'll only need one watch for you guys to be fully rested.
I'll be on the watch.
Okay.
Taylor is going to find a spot up against the wall to rest in the room closer to the room with the Grey Realm Rift. Put the, you know, new shotgun-y thing near him and just kind of...
On his lap.
Try to...
Oh, gosh.
Just leaning up against the wall with the shotgun across his lap, staring at the rift and falling asleep.
All you need is a cowboy hat on your head and just tuck it underneath
your
eyes.
Oh, I'll get there. Wait, I already have one.
Wait, you do have one.
Is it a
Is it a cowboy or is it a pirate hat?
I thought it was a tricorn, yeah.
Yeah, it's a pirate hat.
Perfect.
It's okay. That works.
Fanula, where are you going to be watching?
I am not standing anywhere near Taylor and his scary new gun.
Okay.
I'm going to stand somewhere else. Like maybe... Well, okay, so he's watching the rift. I'll go to the exit that goes out of the hill and stand over there.
Okay.
I'll stand outside of the illusion so I can see out. Wait, can you see out from inside?
Actually, no, you cannot.
Okay, then I'm going to stand. I'm going to, like, kind of, like, crouch down into the grass so I blend in.
Okay.
And with my cloak, too, so basically I'm, like, really hard to see.
So you're fully outside of the hill.
Yeah, Peleus will keep watch inside in the crate room, and he'll like go in and look at Taylor every once in a while. But you guys have the rest of your rest, and you wake up, and it's about, let's go with like 11 o'clock in the morning.
So what was it like inside the rift?
It was very colorless and dull. I didn't particularly like it, and the grass tasted kind of gross.
Do you normally like the way the grass tastes?
Yeah, sometimes it tastes good. Like spicy and delicious, but this one tasted like nothing.
Were your colors muted as well, or just everything around you?
Everything, like including myself. It was so weird.
Wow. Taylor, is that normal for these kind of rifts?
That's why we call it the Grey Realm Rift, because everything inside is dull and gray. And
that makes sense.
I've forgotten, but it feels much smaller in there, too. Like, everything is sort of closer together, but yeah, It's pretty dull. We did see a bird, though. That was a bird, but yeah, everything else in there was just normal.
It was a bird?
All Taylor knows about it was a bird.
There are animals in the gray realms, but they are different from, well, the ones we see here. I haven't seen one up close in a long time, but it seemed to me like it was a really large bird. I mean, big enough to carry you away, maybe.
I mean, that's just not that big of a bird.
Yeah, it was really far away, so I didn't get a good look at it.
Cool.
Yeah, how was I... whatever you were doing in here?
Oh, I made a new gun.
Oh, nice.
Just altered one of the ones that was in the crate. Kind of uneventful here, but look how shiny it is now.
It is very shiny.
Can you do that to the one I have?
Sure.
That looks a little nicer. I'm new to this technology that you're so enamored with, but I like the look of that.
Yeah, it makes it a lot easier to carry around, which...
Speaking of carrying things, do we want to keep going towards our, the mountains today?
Yeah, I mean, I would like to. It's, what can we really do about this rift? I mean, we can't use it because all the exits are guarded, right?
Yeah, we can really just pretend we never found it, but it might come in handy someday. We'll have to see, but I don't think there's any way that we could come out of this rift without raising a lot of questions.
Oh, I pull out of my bag a map of Revelhain, and then I'm like, we could mark it on here so we know where it is.
That's a good idea.
Because I bought one in my backstory.
I have one too. Is it the same map?
Probably.
Yeah, you guys have the same map.
Maybe me and Amesley can look at it together and like try to figure out where it's located, maybe with Taylor's help because he knows things like that. Or Nortrud would know the best.
I mean, so Nortrud...
Nortrud has a map of all of them.
Your map has all the known rift locations on it, so this one's not on it. But you are also a cartographer, so it'd be very easy for you to...
That's so cool.
Put it on the map.
So Nortrud was zoning out because she hasn't made her tea yet this morning. What was the question?
Okay, so Amesley and Fionnuala are like have their maps pulled out on the ground and are like debating about where the rift is on them. So if you like looked over and overheard us at all, you could maybe jump in if you wanted to. Or you could just let us struggle.
I like the struggle. The struggle is real.
Do you want to be nice or do you want us to have pain?
Well, struggle is good for the soul.
Fionnuala's like, I think it's over here. And it's like probably nowhere where she's pointing at all. Ames is like...
Ames grabs your hand and puts it closer to where we actually are.
So Nortrud looks a little grumpy because it feels like it's early in the morning even though it's 11 o'clock. And so I'll walk over and I'm like, Noodle, that's not where it is. Let's get a little closer. Let's take a look at the map.
I push it over to Nortrud.
Ah, so I find the location on the map and say, well, looks like, based on the topography and this map is acceptable, not the best, but acceptable, looks like the rift is about here.
What's wrong with the map?
Do you have a pen?
I have a quill.
I have gunpowder.
Yes. Pens are non-existent.
Do you have a writing implement?
Yes, here you go.
Nortrud, can you give me a d20 roll, and we're going to add your intelligence modifier plus your proficiency bonus to see just how accurate you are at...
Okay, so 20.
Sweet.
20 total.
Yeah. You feel like you have pinpointed it directly on the map. There's like a bunch of different trees, and you think that you found exactly where the clearing was in relation to like the Fey Realm Rift that you have marked on your map, and with your writing implement you now mark the new Grey Realm Rift, and you point it out to Fionnuala so she can mark it on hers.
Sweet.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
By the way, Fionnuala, looking at Nortrud's map, you can see all the bunch of rift locations. It's basically the same map that you guys saw at the Palor Church. And then you can see that Fey Rift that's not too far away.
Oh, the one that the...
Darklings went into, mm-hmm. Came out of, or whatever. Who knows where they're going? You guys just let them free.
Yeah, we'll try to murder more creatures of the world to make you happy.
All right, what are you guys taking with you out of the stash?
I want to take some of the gunpowder.
Oh, yeah.
Some or all... There is a giant barrel.
I don't
so
think I
you
can take it all.
Fine.
We have a cart.
You That's do have a right. cart with you, but then your cart will be highly
it's just
explosive.
All gunpowder. We're like, what did you do, Amesley?
I can say that you can definitely find like smaller barrels, or there's like wine caskets that vary in different sizes as well that seem to be sort of like empty that you can just like fill with gunpowder if that you so choose.
Yes.
Just tell me what sort of size you want and how much you want and where you're placing it, because that will be important.
when someone shoots.
Throw it on top of me.
Okay, yeah. I'll go with one of the empty wine caskets, about like a little over a foot long.
Okay. A foot long and like a half a foot diameter casket. Sure.
And I'm putting it in the cart.
And you'll fill it full of gunpowder and put it in the cart. Got it? There was the arm bracer that had etched runes all over it, and you guys knew that that was magical. There was also a silver ring that was also magical, and there's a plain gold ring, and then there are there's actually five potions, and they all look like potions of healing, but two of them look bigger than the others.
Nice.
Ooh, I take one of the potions.
So who has what out of those things?
I want to go for those gemstones and the bracers if no one else is curious about them.
I am curious about
the
bracer.
I am very curious about the ring.
Okay. I want the potions.
Why don't we pass some items to our handy-dandy research librarian, and maybe Nortrud can tell us more about these items with due time. Or we can try and see what happens by putting them on.
Oh, I like that idea.
I can cast Identify and figure out what one of these is.
Nortrud, you can do the same.
Oh, yeah. I will do that on the arm bracer.
What was the other one, a ring?
Yeah, it was a silver ring.
Okay, I touch the silver ring and I cast a ritual spell of Identify and...
Fanula, give me a saving throw. Oh,
that takes
silver.
Burrito.
I know, you touched it.
Silver.
It doesn't matter. It's not about the silver thing. It's not about the metal thing. Give me.
I thought you had to put on stuff like that.
A constitution.
Okay. By the way,
saving
to cast Identify, you have to touch the item. So she's touching the bracer too.
Right. Yeah. I know.
You're still
going
to explode.
You touched the ring.
I'm not. I didn't put it on. I barely touched it. Well, I'm gonna explode because I got a nat one.
Next time, try turning into a head of lettuce for us.
Fanula, you take 2 points of necrotic damage, and your finger where you touched looks like it... Your finger takes the whole necrotic damage, and it looks like...
A zombie finger?
Your...
An old finger? A mummy finger?
Your plant material, so that the greenness of the peat bog and heather instantly go black, and it just sort of dies on your finger there.
I gasp like that.
Oh my gosh.
And then... And then I say, I don't think this ring is good to touch. Nortrud, don't touch this. It's bad. Did I figure out anything about it in that time or no?
So, no, you didn't get anything.
Okay, never mind. Then I'm not going to do the spell on this because my finger hurts now.
Nortrud, when you cast Identify on the arm bracer, you touch it, you don't take damage. This is an item that attunes to its owner, and once per day, the wearer can choose one element to be resistant against.
Ooh, very cool.
And resistant means they will take half damage for that element when they take damage.
That sounds like a great item for a spellcaster to have.
Yeah. Is anyone else interested? I would be happy to carry this with me, and we could...
I would actually feel better knowing
know.
That it was on your wrists.
Great.
I happen to know a spell that I learned in my travels that, well, accomplishes nearly the same task, so I think it would suit someone who is not me quite better than me.
Are you saying I'm old?
I wasn't insinuating anything about your age.
Just your frailty.
I'm only teasing, good sir. I will take this with me. Thank you, everyone. What a lucky find.
They go with your eyes?
What a hole you are digging, Taylor.
You know what? Actually, I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm actually going to touch the ring.
Okay. Nothing happens when you touch it.
Oh, interesting. All right.
Can I inspect the silk? You said it was like a robe?
Yeah. It is a deep purple silk robe with a gold embroidery trim that goes up the front and sort of on the collars and on the sleeves and stuff.
I'm just gonna put it on and, like, admire it.
Okay. I mean, it wasn't magical, so...
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm just gonna, like...
You do that.
Kind of put it on and, like, look over towards Marion and be like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Is this...
You can see...
Is this
you can see Peleus over in the corner and he's face-palming.
I'll shrug out of it hastily and kind of ball it up and throw it towards Peleus and say, I think it's more of your color anyway.
He deftly snatches it out of the air, and it just sort of like disappears in his bag. Why, thank you, good sir.
Well, I think we're burning daylight. Should we make our way back towards the mountains?
Yeah, let's go.
You guys pack up, get outside of the hill, walk through the illusion, and set out. You all head south through the trees.
Hello, my name is Nor, and I am your sweet little chill master.
And my name is Anna, and I play Mavis Osterling in Grim Encounters, a podcast where we use a D100 system called Chill 3rd Edition that utilizes black and white tokens to affect outcomes and gameplay.
In our comedy horror podcast, you will find out what happens when a mad scientist, an awkward orphan, a drunken master, and a Catholic father are tasked to fight an underground monster infestation called The Unknown in Chicago, Illinois, as part of a secret organization called SAVE. These creatures range from vampires and ghosts to creatures you have never even heard of.
We hope that you guys will give us a listen. You can find us on Google Play and iTunes every Wednesday morning.
Thank you. And remember, please, please, stay spooked out there.